Impressive, isn't it? Bobby was standing beside Kate. He was wearing khaki shorts and shirt and a broad hat, safari style. There was an old-fashioned-looking rifle slung from his shoulder.
Where are we?
When are we? This is Arizona, the late Triassic, some 200 million years ago. More like Africa, yes? This period gave us the painted desert strata. We have giant horsetails, ferns, cycads, club mosses. But this is a drab world in some ways. The evolution of the flowers is still far in the future. Makes you think, doesn't it?
She propped her foot on a log and tried to scrape the gumbo off her leg with her hands. The heat was deeply uncomfortable, and her growing thirst was sharp. Her bare arm was covered by a myriad sweat globules, which glimmered authentically, so hot they felt as if they were about to boil. Bobby pointed upward.
Look!
It was a bird, flapping inelegantly between the branches of a tree. No, it was too big and ungainly for a bird. Besides, it lacked feathers. Perhaps it was some kind of flying reptile. It moved with a purple, leathery rustle, and Kate shuddered.
Admit it, he said. You're impressed.
She moved her arms and legs around, bent this way and that.
My body sense is strong. I can feel my limbs, sense up and down if I tilt. But I assume I'm still lying in my couch, drooling like you were?
Yes. The proprioception features of the mind's eye are very striking. You aren't even sweating. Well, probably not. Sometimes there's a little leakage. This is fourth-generation VR technology, counting forward from crude glasses and gloves, then sense-organ implants, like yours, and cortical implants, which allowed a direct interface between external systems and the human central nervous system.
Barbaric!
She snapped.
Perhaps,
he said gently. Which brings me to the mind's eye. The headbands produce magnetic fields which can stimulate precise areas of the brain, all without the need for physical intervention. But it isn't just the redundancy of implants that's exciting, he said smoothly. It's the precision and scope of the simulation we can achieve. Right now, for example, a fisheye map of the scene is being painted directly onto your visual cortex. We stimulate the amygdala and the insula in the temporal lobe to give you a sense of smell. That's essential for the authenticity of the experience. Scents seem to go straight to the brain's limbic system, the seat of the emotions. That's why scents are always so evocative, you know? We even deliver mild jolts of pain by lighting up the anterior cingulate cortex, the center, not of pain itself, but of the conscious awareness of pain. Actually, we do a lot of work with the limbic system to ensure everything you see packs an emotional punch. Then there's proprioception, body sense, which is very complex, involving sensory inputs from the skin, muscles, and tendons, visual and motion information from the brain, balanced data from the inner ear. It took a lot of brain mapping to get that right. But now, we can make you fall, fly, turn somersaults, all without leaving your couch. And we can make you see wonders like this.
You know this stuff well. You're proud of it, aren't you?
Of course I am. It's my development.
He blinked, and she became aware that it was the first time he had looked directly at her for some minutes. Even here in this mocked-up Triassic jungle, he made her feel vaguely uneasy, even though she was, on some level, undoubtedly attracted to him.
Bobby, in what sense is this yours? Did you initiate it? Did you fund it?
I'm a father's son. It's his corporation I'm working within. But I oversee the mind's eye research. I field test the products.
Field test? You mean you come down here and play hunt the dinosaur?
I wouldn't call it playing, he said mildly.
Let me show you.
He stood, briskly, and pushed on deeper into the jungle. She struggled to follow. She had no machete, and the branches and thorns were soon cutting through her thin clothes and into her flesh. It stung, but not too much. Of course not. It wasn't real, just some damn adventure game. She plunged after Bobby, fuming inwardly about decadent technology and excess wealth. They reached the edge of a clearing, an area of fallen, charred trees within which small green shoots were struggling to emerge. Perhaps this had been cleared by lightning. Bobby held out an arm, keeping her back at the edge of the forest.
Look!
An animal was grubbing with snout and paws among the dead, charred wood fragments. It must have been 2 meters long, with a wolf-like head and protruding canine teeth. Despite its lupine appearance, it was grunting like a pig.
A cynodont, whispered Bobby. A proto-mammal.